deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods in the field.
That's ditches.
If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across the field, what would you call that channel?
I'd call it a ditch.
Right. What do you call a small stream of water?
Branch.
Are there any streams here in the neighborhood? Any streams in this area?
Oh, yeah.
Can you name a couple of them?
Yeah, it's a Far Branch over there, in Timmins Creek, and there's a Mackey Branch Creek.
Very good. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call it if it is a very, very large, much higher than a hill?
I call that a mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain drops off sharp.
That's a bluff.
Now, up in the mountains where the road goes across, in a low place you would call a...
Hollow.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but can you think of it?
All right. Let me ask you this. A kind of white, hard paved road like city sidewalks. What would you call that?
A sidewalk.
All right. A kind of white, hard paved road.
A concrete road.
Fine. A little road that goes off the main road. A little road off the main road.
Street.
All right. Fine. Suppose you came to a man's farm down the public road, came to turn off going down to the man's house. What would you call that?
That's always a driveway.
Now, something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
We're just doing great. We're just doing great. We've got 30 pages of this thing out of the way.
How many pages we got today?
We're more than a fourth through, more than 25% through, and I'm back to the end of this tape here, and we'll change the tape over the other way and come back. All right, sir. If you're walking along the road, and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up and throw?
A rock.
If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, and they say, no, he is not,
at home.
If someone, talking about putting milk in coffee, some people like it blank milk and others like it blank milk. Talking about putting milk in coffee, some people like it blank milk and some like it blank milk.
What do you want?
Some like it
cold.
All right. What name, do you have any names for coffee without milk and sugar? Coffee without milk and sugar. Do you have any name that you've used?
Oh yeah, black coffee.
Now, if you like milk in your tea, you say you drink your tea how? If you like milk in your tea, you say you drink your tea how?
I drink cold.
Now, if someone is not going away from you, but he is coming straight
toward you.